USA Radio News with Wendy King.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is speaking out about Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate. They've taken control over all major cities in the country except the capital of Kabul. Around 3,000 U.S. troops are heading there to provide protection during the likely evacuation of embassy personnel and others in the city. Former National Security Council Afghan Director Paul Miller says President Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan so quickly disheartened their military.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believe they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight? And that has led to a cascading effect where the Afghan army is not fighting and the Taliban are winning.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat brought around, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.